Before we do that, can we get some biases aside? Let's test the cheers already. So who's coming in Xbox? Who's coming in PlayStation?
That's our baseline.
So we need to.
That's
you're
going
to have to be loud, dude. Really loud.
I'm very just. Anyway.
Ready to go?
Nah, you're on the wrong side.
We're ready to go.
All right, settle down.
All righty. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ryan Betson, and let's take a look at what led us to today. Four generations and 23 years ago, the world changed. We were approaching the dawn of a new millennium, and one console ruled the lounge room. It was the era of the PlayStation. Sure, there were challenges to the throne, but many of them fell at the feet of the Japanese giant. And the future, too, looked good, and to be in the hands of PlayStation and Sony with the announcement of PS2 in early 1999. Little did they realize that on the other side of the ocean, a company had already began making moves to dethrone the king. In the first declaration of war, no less than 6 days after the release of the anticipated PlayStation successor, Microsoft stepped out of the darkness and announced the Xbox. In this moment, this stare down, battle lines had been made. The future looked uncertain. Each side collected their troops. One side, with the advantage of time, had a battalion of individuals at the ready. The other came prepared with a scrappy but strong ragtag collection of soldiers. Throughout the years, the Goliaths would clash. With the belief that Sony could do no wrong, PlayStation were brought to their knees at the hands of Xbox sophomore console. Not without its own issues, of course, but the Xbox 360 fought a fight against an overly expensive, hard to work with, and an interestingly presented PlayStation 3. And in that moment, a new king was born. They met again at the dawn of a new generation. Learning nothing from their former triumph, Xbox were unprepared for what Sony would deliver with the PlayStation 4. The Xbox One presented all the mistakes and fumbles of their former foe, and in a similar fashion to sharing your games, Microsoft were forced to return the crown to the Japanese juggernaut. But who would wear this crown? Each side had their commanders and their leaders, so let's take a moment to highlight just a few in this small selection. Major Nelson, a man who would be instrumental in Xbox's genesis, seen here readying himself for combat in 2008. Phil Spencer, the current CEO of Microsoft Gaming, seen above on the 1st of June 2017, announcing Game Pass to the world. Over time, his addresses couldn't be brought into question, but he is still an exceptional leader. But of course, we cannot forget Jim Ryan, the former chairman of Sony Interactive Entertainment, a man of many questionable decisions in his own right, and does not seem to know how to hold his weapon properly. And of course, Shuhei Yoshida, the former and one of the most beloved presidents of PlayStation's worldwide studios. He showed an openness and a relatability that the PlayStation natives had grown accustomed to and fell in love with immediately. If anything, Shuhei Yoshida, who I met yesterday, it was awesome, he embodies what it means to be a leader in the space. But that brings us to now. As the old expression goes, war never changes. But now, it's time for change. No longer will we stand as innocents are blasted across social media, propaganda to be shared across questionable video essays. It's time we settled the score once and for all. So here at PAX Australia 2024, we put it all on the line for the last time. It's green versus blue, the console clash. So let me welcome my co-host, the Xbox Ying, to my PlayStation Yang. I know, it's clearly biased.
We didn't review this joke.
She is the host of the Confessions of a Gamer Girl podcast, Doom Cutie.
Hello, everyone.
Doom Cutie, what are the rules at which this debate will be held today?
Essentially, there are no rules.
It's like an internet fight, man.
No, of course not. There are going to be three rounds. The first round is going to be specifically argumented against each other in regards to the technology for each of the consoles. The second round will be about the exclusives surrounding the consoles. And then the final round is the final.
That is what? Only for one team. The other team will
mean?
Have...
A,
no, we've got different topics.
I'm sorry.
This is the internet. No one agrees on arguments. We debate all our
anyway,
own shit separately.
Anyway, after each round, the crowd will decide through your cheers who, which team wins.
Now, I'm going to borrow that. Mark, can I borrow a sec? Sweet. I'm gonna take my wrestling announcing history to announce our panel. So let's welcome right here, representing Xbox. They are Team Green. First, he is the executive editor at Explosion Network. He is the host of Platinum Explosion and a well-documented Xbox antagonist, Ashley Hobley.
Excited to be here.
Second, she calls herself a casual gamer, a Twitch streamer, and she's the host of the PlayStation Drive, Foolish Fuji. And finally, he is the freshest face in PlayStation content on the panel. He is the co-host of For the Players, the Pop Culture's PlayStation podcast.
Never
it's the one that I'm in, so nepotism. Max Cooper.
My team, on the other hand, doesn't need any fancy introductions. We don't need any of this fluffy rubbish. We know that we're going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Snug Boy.
What's that?
It's Snug Boy. In the centre, we have the OG console purist, Risk It.
How you doing, guys?
And we have the fabulous Nads.
How we doing?
Without further ado, round one. Let's do it.
Who is up? Who are we up?
Hello, we're going first?
Yep.
Yeah. Ah, cool.
Oh, not getting up. I'm staying seated. You want to go?
Get in there.
Okay. Now what?
Well, apparently round one is about what? Technology and hardware?
Mm.
So luckily I actually prepared something about technology and hardware, and it is the beauty that is the offset thumbstick. Ooh. I know, shocking. Many of you will argue symmetry is the way to go. Couldn't disagree. Could not disagree more. The general resting position of your hands, left thumb, thumbstick. No doubt about it. It's the most important part of the controller. Main part to move around. It's your primary destination. Right hand, however, generally will stick around the face buttons. And over at Xbox, we know what our face buttons are called. Is it X or cross? I can never remember. Little help? Is it X or cross, guys?
Where?
On the PlayStation controller, is it X or cross? I can never remember.
It's X.
Are you sure?
They're letters.
No, ours are letters.
We can take objections if anyone wants to fact check these guys.
Xbox is the letters. PlayStation have symbols.
Well, I think the beauty of it is that it's transcontinental. It's X in some place, cross in another place.
Transcontinental, interesting.
I mean, who needs an offset thumbstick when we have haptics, though?
Haptics.
All right, settle down, let the man talk.
Drain your batteries faster. Not even worth it. Most people turn them off, they're just annoying.
Oh.
But apart from offset controllers, we also have the lovely design labs over at Xbox. If you want a fancy controller, you can design it yourself. You don't have to wait till PlayStation to generously weave their magic and allow you to purchase some form of cosmic color out there. If you want something, go design it yourself. Play your way. Have it your way. It's fantastic. It is.
That's it.
It's great. Our form factors, fantastic. ergonomically, they fit in your hand way better than the tiny, incy-wincy little PlayStation controllers. You want something that's girthy with weight. Something with a battery that can be changed when it dies. Don't have to rely on cables sitting close to your console or television. You want to sit back on the couch, relax, just change the battery out. You'll never run out of time. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's great.
The environmental effect.
What if that? Go rechargeable. It's fine. Just have spares. It's not a problem. Don't worry about it. Teraflops. My controllers don't have teraflops.
Are you still using double A's though, bud?
Ooh. Yeah, why not? Double A's, triple A's, all the back.
Please hold your rebuttals to the end of the argument. Thank you.
Rebuttals at all time. But you know, at the end of the day, the two console wars. It's very clear that over technology that they've both made interesting choices in the past. Xbox love their form factor. Their Xbox, we always have a very similar form factor of console. PlayStation's all over the place. They like to be a little bit risque with their designs, as opposed to Old Faithful. But I can't wait to hear what PlayStation have to talk about technology, and I'll add in some bits and bobs as they go.
All right, thank you. Well done. I just want to say I can appreciate how uncomfortable this is defending Xbox, and as you know, an Xbox fan, you know that I am.
I have to somehow record a PlayStation podcast with him tomorrow, and this is what he said.
Awful. Anyway, the point is, hold on, thank you, Nat.
I mean, I can feel the sweat coming off of those Xbox thumbsticks. I feel like in regards to consistency with the technology over the years, what has Xbox really had? Yes, you've had a girthy boy, but it's so dependent on needing consistent packs changing, instead of just recharging it overnight. But on top of that, with the DualSense difference, it still feels just as comfortable and just as usable with that fun little vibration to move. The other use is we've had SingStar, we've had headset quality difference, like the pre-packaged headset that comes with the console that we have. You can actually hear through the mic instead of that static over COD. No one wants any of that. We've got the VR. What have you got? Nothing.
The Kinect.
I'm sorry. The Kinect.
Not quite the argument you envisioned.
We might as well go home now with the Kinect.
With the PlayStation consistency as well, there's no weird names. It's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What is this? It goes from Xbox to 360. Where's the 720? Not we just go to 1. We go S, X. What are we doing? W, Y? I don't even know where they're going with ABC. It anymore. And wasn't there at one point like a KFC Xbox? What were y'all doing with that? Like, at least it's good for cooking chicken.
Hey,
because it's
you leave
laser
our chicken
burn.
Crimpies alone, Nads.
Yeah, it's going to laser burn everything else, so it's fine. Like, during the days of 360, which was meant to be your peak console, it literally would ring burn discs consistently. You put it upright, you tap it slightly, there's a big ass hole in your disc. Or it just becomes a red ring of death and a dead paperweight because that's all it's good for.
Ooh. Oh, burn.
Anyone remember the warehouses of Xbox 360s that they had that were just dead warehouses?
That person
that
remembers.
That was my favorite YouTube video.
And that was $1.2 billion Microsoft lost on that.
It was a dark day.
We still had enough money left over to buy all those developers and publishers, though.
And that won't have any long-term issues. That's fine.
Everything is fine.
The technology has been very consistent on the PlayStation front. It's always been family friendly. It's always been durable.
Consistent. You released a console that fucked everything up.
Are you sure you're not speaking?
The PS3 kind of, their architecture is so flawed that nothing works now.
Except The Last of Us.
Yep.
I mean, The Last of Us only works because they released it 7 different times. They had to remake it every time they wanted it to work.
I feel like during that generation, though, Xbox can't really compare when, as I said, Ring Burn and Red Ring of Death were your prominent issue as well. Yeah, that was why PlayStation bothered giving up. But who went to Blu-ray first?
Ooh.
Exactly. And you know what? Xbox pays for that technology now.
Ooh, ting 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 ting.
Because we have lots of money.
Exactly. The other big key difference is with the current generation, Xbox has all but given up. They're focusing on Game Pass now because there's no future for them in consoles anymore.
Ooh.
Ooh. Our consoles are everywhere now. I can play anything I want on a TV. I don't even need a box.
Oh, with great latency, yeah.
What an easy way to jump in.
Oh, good. Let's just get rid of the Xbox altogether then. We don't need it anymore.
Why is it still called the Xbox if it's not a box anymore?
No, it's not. I don't even know what shape it is anymore.
Yeah, XTV? Like, what are you...
We have literally devolved into Twitter.
This is exactly
you did how... say so, it was a free-for-all.
I heard no rules and then that was it.
I know.
I just want to say, if it's a PlayStation, where's my station? I want a game station. Somewhere I sit. See?
Why do you want a box?
So I can
question.
That's none of your business, okay?
Does yours do magic tricks like that?
Also, personal question.
I only have one last statement.
Oh.
That's not even your jacket. That's mine.
What does the writing say?
It says better than you.
Thank you, Nats. Lovely. Give it up for Nats.
So that is our round one. As we mentioned before, by the use of cheers, we will determine the winner of round one.
No,
how about... Do we think that Max and their argument about symmetrical controllers was the best? How about Nads and her argument on tech and consistency? So round one goes to Team Blue, which I'm finding very conflicting because they're not my team, but PlayStation's winning, but my team is losing.
Yeah, my team is winning, but Xbox is losing. I don't like that.
Story of my life.
Big ducks in chat, thank you, everybody.
Round two.
I was going to say we don't want rebuttals, but they didn't just shut up. So.
The Kinect was good.
I don't agree with that. He doesn't speak for us.
The Kinect was so good, if you were losing online, you could turn someone else's console off.
Oh my god, that was so good. It listens to us all the time.
Do you guys remember like Sonic that. Riders?
Yeah,
or so do we remember Sonic Riders?
Children.
Oh shit, mum boys.
I have a $30,000 degree on the wall that says I can instruct people. I didn't bring it with me, though. Right. Anyway, round two.
All right.
Round two is on exclusives. Let's go.
Who's Team starting? Because Xbox will be really short.
Speaking first, as the winners of the first round, Team Blue, risk it with the argument on exclusives.
Okay, I'd just like to lead this argument with I'm actually an Xbox guy, so go easy. Yeah? He doesn't believe me, but I run an Xbox podcast. I was in LA, dude. I was in LA. So, ladies and gentlemen, today I'm going to be making the case for why PlayStation, that perennial thorn in my side, my Xbox-loving side, why PlayStation truly deserves a crown in the console wars. I am, as I said, an Xbox devotee here to argue for PlayStation today, and it should be the king of consoles solely due to its exclusives. What are we here for anyway? Games. Let's dive straight into the heart of what made PlayStation great, and not just great, the greatest. Sales. Every PlayStation fan will always quote the sales data, so let's talk sales. I'm kidding, guys. That's not a fun argument. Games. Let's talk about what we're here for. Games. Great exclusives. PlayStation has a treasure trove of exclusive games that have not only defined multiple generations, but have redefined what we thought gaming could be. So many, in fact, that even Master Chief would struggle counting their number. I'm kidding, Master Chief struggles to count to three. Let's talk about a few of these legends. First up, Uncharted. The Indiana Jones of the gaming world. Mm-hmm. With his rugged charm, his impossible luck, Nathan Drake has taken us on whirlwind adventures across lost cities, perilous cliffs, and distant lands. And while Indiana Jones was getting old, janky, and ending up in first person with no decent weapons and no companions, Nathan's adventures just got better. Uncharted truly shone because it was a seamless blend of storytelling, action, and cinematic presentation. Its emotional depth, memorable characters, and jaw-dropping set pieces made it an unforgettable experience. It wasn't just a game. It was a masterclass in interactive storytelling. True greatness. But PlayStation was just getting started. Just when we thought Naughty Dog could not reach higher heights, they release The Last of Us, Series 1 and 2. Yes, I controversially love them both equally. My God, that opening in the original. If you didn't shed a tear in the first 30 minutes of that game, I don't believe that you're human. Never before had we experienced such love, such loss, such nuanced relationships within a game. Ellie and Joel's heart-wrenching journey through the post-apocalyptic world has left players emotionally scarred and in the best way possible. It's like Shakespeare met The Walking Dead and decided to write a video game. While Xbox has something heartwarming, maybe Power World? Power World. But PlayStation wasn't done yet. My God. Literally, my God. Kratos. God of War 2018. You guys know the one, right? Yeah?
I believe you got the name wrong. It's Daddy of War or Dad of War.
Dad of War.
Dad of Boy.
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 Corey Barlog. Corey Barlog had Kratos Corey Barlog had Kratos reinvent himself from a rage-filled deity into a troubled dad battling the Norse gods. This was the game that truly solidified the greatness that PlayStation has and is and will always be. The journey that this father and son embark on is epic, mystic, heartwarming, frightful, and deeply emotional. The scene in which Atreus shoots that poor hapless deer, the deer not yet dead but in pain, and Atreus not wanting to kill it but knowing he has to, and all the while Kratos feeling the emotion of the moment as Atreus deals the final blow and he reaches out to comfort his son but cannot bring himself to give that comfort and he recoils. I can tell you as a Gen Xer, not a boomer, as many of you might call me, and as a father, I felt that deep, deep into my soul. That was a moment. It's a journey as epic and as touching. So I don't know why I wrote that. Meanwhile, our beloved Xbox exclusives like Gears of War are busy chainsawing through enemies and scrapping the Marcus Fenix story arc in favor of characters no one cared about and no one knows.
Judgment.
Who are they?
Exactly.
Horizon Zero Dawn. Brought us Aloy. Oop, it is time.
Waking up.
Get up.
That's my time, so you got... No, kidding.
Please keep going.
A fierce warrior navigating a breathtakingly beautiful world filled with robotic dinosaurs and another deeply engaging, innovative story that touched millions, PlayStation's trademark. It's like Jurassic Park meets Terminator with a dash of epic hair physics. Even our good old Xbox's Forza Horizon can't quite compete with mechanized T-Rexes in that fidelity. Easy left, maybe. If you remember Sega, you remember that. Let's not forget Spider-Man. Insomniac Games, the workhorse of PlayStation, spitting quality out like the facts on this page today, one after another after another. This studio has made every Marvel fan's dream come true, delivering web-swinging adventures through skyscrapers of New York that can make you feel like Spidey himself. Xbox, however, well, they had Crackdown 3, featuring Terry Crews. What can you even say about that? What the fuck, Xbox? I could literally take up the full hour of this noble panel's time. Well, one side of this panel. One side of this panel is noble. And I could continue telling about the fantastic exclusives that Sony has delivered to push gaming forward throughout these long years, but that would be unfair to half of the panel. You deserve to hear that half. And it would be almost as unfair as bundling the Kinect with the Xbox One and charging $600 for it. Ladies and gentlemen, gaming has always been about games and it will always be about games. The games, even if Phil Spencer's head of Xbox says it's about features and xCloud, that doesn't make it true. It was true, however, when he said they'd lost the console war. PlayStation's storytelling is so synonymous with greatness, they make it into successful TV series. What has Xbox got? Master cheeks.
They're really nice cheeks.
I see some of you have watched the series.
They are really nice cheeks. So, yeah.
PlayStation has been there from the beginning delivering those games to you, and they will continue, hopefully soonish, to deliver those games to you well into the future. PlayStation doesn't just promise games like Xbox. PlayStation delivers games. Ladies and gentlemen, except everyone on the Xbox panel side, thank you for your time.
How do you feel, Ryan?
It was beautiful, man. I want that at my funeral.
I saw it here.
Get there. Now, you are my team, and I love you, and I encourage you, but can you rebut that?
That's a really good ChatGPT speech. How can you make all those exclusives sound so boring?
So,
round two.
Xbox. Team Green.
What's ChatGPT?
It's what Xbox makes.
Because exclusives. Exclusives are good. They're fine. They're great. But everything's better on Game Pass. Fuji. Yes.
All right. Let Game me Pass. Tell you. Why Game Pass is the best deal in gaming, okay? Sure. With numerous games coming to to Game Pass every month, it's no wonder a lot of players are turning to Xbox. Let's talk about the ultimate tier. It says it in the name. You get the ultimate perks and benefits in this level of membership, all right? PlayStation Plus doesn't seem to hold up to the grandeur that is Xbox. Game Pass Ultimate. At $22.95 a month, you will have access to hundreds of games and have the ability to play new releases day one. Not to mention the countless games that are added to the library every month. And as if you didn't have enough to play in your backlog, all right? You also have access to EA Play. Are you a soccer fan? Play EA Sports FC. Do you like Star Wars? Jump into Star Wars Jedi : Fallen Order. Game Pass, with the inclusion of EA Play, there is always something there, something new to play, and you will definitely find a game that suits your taste. And what about those heavy hitter Xbox exclusives? That's right, you get to play those on Game Pass too. New exclusive games are also included day and date. Ever see Sony do that? I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Hype Doom Kitty.
Now let's take a moment to think about the newbies who are coming into the Xbox ecosystem for the first time. Let's say you just bought your first Xbox. The console itself already cost you $800. That's the Series X. And it's not like it comes with games. So you still have to buy them. With Game Pass Ultimate, you only have to pay $22.95 for a month, and the game library is at your disposal. There are more Xbox games than there is time to actually play them all. Who wants to go and buy games physically for $80 to $100 each? When you can have a plethora of digital games at the palm of your hands for less than $25. Game Pass is very cost-effective for newcomers and makes a budget-friendly combo if bought with the Series S, which is all digital anyway. Now, when it comes to where you can play your Game Pass games, get a load of this. On the ultimate level, not only can you play on console, but PC and the cloud. Cloud gaming is growing in popularity, and with Game Pass Ultimate, you don't even need to have an Xbox console to play your games. You can play them on your phone or your tablet, on your TV.
Aren't we arguing the best console?
Yeah, I'm like, why do I need the Xbox then? Just get me the PC. I don't need this. Are you selling the console?
I request the last couple sentences be stricken from the record. Thank you.
This is not being minuted.
Shit.
And you can even play it on Amazon Fire TV Stick. Compatible with Fire TV Stick, 4K and 4K Max only.
Again, we don't need the Xbox.
Can the PlayStation give you the ability to play games from the cloud? Oh, I'm sorry, Australia, but cloud gaming isn't available for your country, which is why you don't get the premium tier. You only get deluxe. But you still get to play your games remotely on your PlayStation Portal or mobile devices. Oh, but you still need to have a PlayStation, and it needs to be switched on with the game installed to the console directly. There is no denying that Game Pass is the best deal in gaming for any type of game.
Woo!
We will have open questions at the end because I want you to stump these guys.
Oh.
So, are you real good there?
Is that all?
Yeah.
Cool,
yeah? That's it.
Beautiful. Please applaud both our debaters.
I just want to quickly shout out PlayStation Minus for getting rid of Hotline Miami 2 after they gave it to us for free.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
It's like, sorry guys, I bet.
Team Blue.
We all make mistakes.
Do you have a rebuttal?
All I heard that whole time was why we don't need the console. This is the console wars, not the Game Pass wars. Get a PC then. You don't need the console.
There's no point having Game Pass if it doesn't have any games in it.
And also, it's a huge physical games killer, the Game Pass. Like, what are you doing there for the industry? Yeah. Not really a lot. I'm sorry, I want my hard copy. Thank you. Like, we're just
want all of you in retail to not have jobs anymore.
Exactly. Who here works in retail and would like their job? See?
No one in retail likes their job.
That's absolutely true. No one in retail likes their job.
I'll just say, I love not owning my games. It's awesome that distributors can just take it away from me at any time.
Exactly. Yes. It's like, oh, you want to play this one obscure game? I'm sorry, that's locked now. Please look at it. Sure, other category. Really,
you mean like PlayStation just did with Hotline Miami 2?
Right.
Objection, Your Honor.
All right, it is time for the audience to decide who will be the winner of round two. Will it be Team Blue? Or Team Green.
Hug that man.
That sounds even.
Aside from the man who sounded like he was having some sort of fit,
we love you. Thank you.
We love the enthusiasm.
So you want the $50 after the panel?
I think.
So that does put us at 2-1. So 2-0.
2-0.
In a 3-round thing, so we're kind of done. But for funsies, round three.
I thought the last round was triple points.
For funsies, the last round, round three, we have some different approaches to this, which I'm very excited to see. My team, Team Blue, have really worked hard on their rebuttals and their ideas. So take it away.
Ma?
The winner.
We'd prefer if Xbox went first.
Really?
We asked you to go first.
No, I don't want to now.
But we're being cordial.
We're being cordial.
I would recommend that you go first, sir.
Yep.
I know what they have.
I also know what they have. Hey, Ash, is your topic the top 10 reasons?
Listen, it's really difficult for me to say anything nice about Xbox. So I'm not. Here are the top 10 reasons PlayStation sucks. Third-party exclusive deals. Everybody will say it's anti-gamer. Every game should be for everybody. But really, you need to be thinking about the poor developers being strung along by big, bad, sugar daddy PlayStation. You know, thinking they're going to be swept up and acquired one day, but then they just go ahead and pick up a new developer that's hotter and younger. Terrible. Number 9. We don't even know who's in charge of PlayStation. How many executives have they had in the last 10 years?
Yeah, I don't even know the name of the guy.
They've had more CEOs.
Actually, that's a good point. The two people I mentioned both don't work there anymore.
They've had more CEOs than Xbox Series X exclusives. Games as service strategy. We all know that back in 2023, after acquiring Bungie, Sony planned to have 12 live service games by 2025. Since then, the much-anticipated Last of Us Factions got cancelled because they realized it was going to be too much work. Then they cut their number of live service games down to 6, and of course, they released Concord earlier this year.
No, I knew you were going
to
do that.
I knew
only to pull it
coming.
14 days later. Thankfully, Xbox has never had such a terrible game launch before. PlayStation are whiners. For over a year, PlayStation complained to every entity that would listen that about Microsoft buying Activision Blizzard, complaining about consolidation. But what did they really achieve? If it wasn't for PlayStation, we'd all have Call of Duty on Game Pass right now. Who really benefited from dragging the acquisition out? Other than the people who, of course, got fired as soon as the acquisition went through.
PlayStation.
Number 6, trophies. The PlayStation trophy system is classist. Do you know your trophy level? Do you know how many trophies you have? I'm betting you don't. But do you know how many platinum trophies you have?
Your show is called Platinum Explosion. Like,
I'm playing a character.
Okay, cool. So I got real in for a bit. The kayfabe just took me over.
Let's cook.
Why are you being so obsessive? Why are you being so obsessive about finding every coin in collectible game as if it matters so much? The Xbox Game Store, on the other hand, is very simple, very demure, very mindful. No point is worth more than any other point. All I'm trying to say is that every trophy counts, not just the platinum ones. Let's be honest, PlayStation can only do one thing. Make acclaimed single-player narrative games. Boring. Some of us don't want to be crying at 2 a.m. in the morning about a son leaving his father in a new adventure or a woman not being able to play a guitar anymore. We gamers just want to shoot stuff.
Yeah! Pew pew!
And 4, remasters. PlayStation, they just keep taking your favorite games, updating the graphics and gameplay so you can play them again in the best possible way, and then they have the audacity to ask you to pay for it. Disgusting. Number 3, PSN. I've got no jokes about the PSN. It is just terrible. Number 2, PlayStation.
He's just done. He's done.
PlayStation is arrogant. And wouldn't you be if you'd been winning for 10 years? You know? Just a couple of weeks ago, they announced a new console that's so overpowered and so unnecessary and so expensive in this time when nobody's got any money to spend on anything. But they knew that 2 weeks later they would show it off in grey and everybody would be buying it and pre-ordering it.
How many did you pre-order?
I didn't win the ballot, so.
Womp womp.
I got a controller and a portal.
I got so close to missing. I totally forgot to email them back. Number 1. The number 1 reason PlayStation sucks. It's PlayStation fans. It's just,
yes!
They just can't stop talking about how great PlayStation is. How many games they have. How good they are. How they've been winning this war for the last 10 years. I mean, it's all true.
Failed.
You don't need to rub it in. Being humble is good.
Yes, sir.
But the worst of the worst are the people who spread the word of PlayStation, who have PlayStation stuff tattooed on their arms, who talk about it for hours on podcasts, or who come to a panel where they're asked to talk about Xbox and just talk about PlayStation the entire time. So yes, that's why PlayStation sucks, thus why Xbox is good.
I've never felt so accurately targeted.
Wonderful. Thank you. That was surprisingly good. And yeah.
Can I just say thank you for bringing democracy to PAX? I'll see you on the PSN later.
I don't know if you were arguing for Xbox or PlayStation, but I want to buy a PlayStation.
Yeah, me too.
I just want to know if Sony is storing all their Concord discs with the ET Sega Mega Drive. Cartridges.
No, they're just selling them on the black market for a lot of money.
Look, there's a couple of collectors in the audience, so maybe you can ask them a bit later. All right.
Rebuttal. Can you match those 10 reasons why PlayStation sucks?
Oh, I can. Right, here's the top 10 reasons. I'm going to rebut everything he just said. So, number one, we're all shutting down studios. I'm pretty sure earlier in the year, Microsoft got in a lot of big trouble for shutting down, including Hi-Fi Rush, which was that incredibly acclaimed game, and they shut down that studio. Boo. They said the CEO is unimportant. We're selling the PlayStation, not selling the CEO. Who cares about who the CEO of Japan's PlayStation brand is? We're selling the game. His face isn't on my console.
I would buy that.
Sell more if he was.
It could be. It could be. And that's why it's white, like a canvas. Put whatever you want on it. We stuffed up live service. You got us there. But then, you know, rather than dig down on it and lose more money, they refunded everyone with Concord. Did you refund Redfall when that was a big failure?
Oh. Yeah, nobody bought
Redfall. No, it was on Game Pass. It was on Game Pass day one, day and date.
When no one bought it, there's no one to refund it to.
Could you only afford the refunds because you fired half of Bungie?
I didn't fire them. The thing about Gamerscore is interesting because I feel like when we talk about completionists, that you say, I platinumed that game. I didn't Gamerscore that game, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry, I know, I agree with you. There's a big flood of single-player cinematic narrative games, but they do win all the game awards and sell millions and millions of copies. There's a reason why they've released The Last of Us 7 times. It's really good. In terms of remakes and remasters, yes, that's a big problem at the moment, but I'm sorry they're bringing all these old games to make them more accessible. You talked about PSN failing. Yeah, it failed. That was a big F up. But you know what they did? They love their customers. They gave people two free games, and I think it was like 6 months free PSN at the time. We're arrogant? Yeah, we are, because we've got better sales, we've got better games, we've got a better percentage of consoles sold. And yeah, you're right about the PlayStation fans. We are arrogant and annoying.
I'm pretty sure I just said what I said.
Yeah, but it was better. It's tough because it's like, is it a fucking conflicted?
Team Blue's not finishing it.
Yeah, we're still going.
They remastered all your arguments.
Well, that was our rebuttal.
Bastards.
I'm going to bring this home for us. You know, PlayStation's statement is play has no limits, and you never feel that more than when you're booting up your PlayStation, whether it be the beautiful jingle of the PS2 with the bricks, or you get that orchestra tuning on the PlayStation 3. It feels like you're entering another world. And then in terms of the console itself, PlayStation is competitive because they don't have big daddy Microsoft to back up all their billions of dollars when they lose. They have to be competitive. They have to be on the front foot, because if they don't, they won't be any more PlayStation. That's why we're getting great games. That's why we're getting TV shows. That's why they're pushing VR into the lounge room space. And then you look back at all 20 years of PlayStation. Every console has had such great exclusives. On the PS1, you've got Final Fantasy VII, you've got Ape Escape, Metal Gear Solid. Moving on to the PS2, you've got Metal Gear Solid 3, Final Fantasy X, Shadow of the Colossus, every single game. Even, you know, 2 months ago, Astrobot. Anyone here play Astrobot?
Oh, Astrobot. Yes, we did.
Astrobot was incredible.
Don't even joke.
PlayStation has made a few stumbles, you know. But it's nothing compared to the weekly, it feels like, article condemning Microsoft for a studio closure or something going wrong, or Phil Spencer having to awkwardly come out on stage and be like, oh, sorry, the game's delayed again. They keep buying these studios, yeah?
How many times have you seen that Sideshow Bob GIF on Twitter with stepping on rakes? That's Xbox.
That is Xbox.
It's very accurate. They just rely on Minecraft to save them again.
Exactly, exactly.
How good did that movie look?
Hi, I'm Sue.
Now, we've written some slam poetry.
Okay, so that wasn't even that was the rebuttal.
I gotta go on the podium,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, you want the podium? Oh, no, he's taking it home. Okay.
Can I put this here?
Now let's take a look over at Xbox. Gaming catalog equivalent of a pair of wet socks. I can hear you're scared. You only sleep in winks. Thinking about that MFR disappointment blinks. So go install the next COD while you hold your breath. Foul corrupted, it's the Red Ring of Death. Yeah, you might have us on accessibility, but no control of Game Pass subs, they're going down like P. Diddy. So for one final thing, we must say, PlayStation is for gamers, and Xbox is for lamers.
Yeah! Woo!
There we go. So, once again, round of applause, final round. Is this going to be a complete takeover? Cheers for Team Green. Sorry, for context, that was this guy's.
Yeah.
Team Blue.
We didn't get to a button.
All right. So we've got a clear winner.
There is a clear winner. And
but before we do that, I would like to open to the floor. Oh, who wants to rub it in a little bit? Or
No. We only have 8 minutes.
8 minutes?
That's plenty of time.
You can rub it in 8 minutes.
No.
Who? We will allow two.
Two. Is there anyone that would like to come and argue? You, because you were yelling about iToy before, so yes. And you. Come down.
You say iToy? Is that what I heard?
Yes, you did. You heard correctly.
Oh.
So I wanted to point out that the Kinect basically is just an iToy ripoff, and the iToy is still better than the Kinect in gameplay-wise and everything else. Also, the fact is, Sony is basically an American company now when it comes to its divisions, so it had to basically follow Xbox to become an American company just to keep going.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
All right, team, can you defend that quickly?
It doesn't make them any less great.
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Slime poetry.
Is the reason why Nintendo isn't here because you know it'd win?
Hey, security! Get him out! Security! Get him out!
Twilight Princess.
I'm sorry, how's the Wii U going for you guys?
10 years ago, you had to go back 10 years.
Without Pokemon, you would be dead.
Listen, you're cutting the base in another castle.
Cutting edge graphics, though, on the Switch. There. Cutting edge.
Thank you. Unfortunately, debates are, well, traditionally two teams. So, you know, it would go for far too long if we included Nintendo, but perhaps next year, who knows. Congratulations to my team for winning.
I have mixed emotions.
Yeah. We worked very hard, and I was very... fortunate to be working with these very intelligent people. And the reason why I'm actually happy that my team won is because that's Xbox gamers. We have already seen that PlayStation gamers are all about themselves.
Yeah.
You know? So it really is no surprise to me. But I know in my heart of hearts, my gaming heart, that Xbox players are the best type of community to be in, regardless of who's leading them. But that's, you know, that's my opinion, and I'm a gamer girl, so it doesn't really matter. Ladies and gentlemen, as we conclude today's spirited debate, which I thank both teams, doing a fantastic job. It is clear that both platforms have carved out distinct and passionate fan bases. While Xbox boasts a robust online infrastructure, Game Pass and backwards compatibility, PlayStation wows with its exclusive titles, innovative controllers and immersive storytelling. This diversity is what makes our community so rich and so vibrant. Ultimately, the best console is the one that brings you the most joy, even if it is a Nintendo. connections and experiences. I would just like to thank everyone for joining us today. It was actually more than I anticipated. And thank you for joining us in celebrating the incredible world of gaming. Game on, gamers.
But most importantly,
Go PlayStation.
Yay! Wow. It was rigged.
We don't have any outro music, so just...
Yeah. Just leave.
But seriously, yeah. Get out. But generally, just can we just get one final round of applause? We've got two teams of individuals that fought against what they do. We gave them a silly idea and they ran with it, so thank you.